A Word Fitly Spoken by Reverend Bill Langrack. Up. Up is not a very impressive word, but it need not be to be important in the Christian faith. Our God, who delights in saving base things, has also given great significance to rather mundane words. Faith and idolatry are the difference between worshiping a God and worshiping the God. Heresy, or orthodoxy, regarding the Christ is determined by a single Greek letter, iota. The truth of creation rests upon the word day, and up is more significant than we may realize. Together with its antithesis, down, this humble word describes an entire plane of our existence, one dimension of the four we occupy. Simply imagine life with only left, right, backwards, forwards, past, future, but no up, down, and you get an idea of its importance. And up also has great spiritual significance. Christianity is a faith of ascension, and up describes the rich, certain progression of its life. Especially three aspects of it are emphasized. First, up describes the busy activity of Christian life. Up is the direction of anticipated action, while down is the direction of idleness. If someone ceases from activity, then he goes down, he lies down, sits down, or puts his tools or hands down. But, in Scripture, people who get busy go up. They rise up, get up, stand up, look up, come up, spring up, lay up, set up, bring up, take up, gather up, lift up, nourish up, grow up, or cheer up. There's a long list of activities saints go up to do. They go up to war and destroy, to testify and judge, to possess and build, to weep and laugh, to plant and reap, and to help and deliver. When something important needs to be done, they rise up early. Abraham and Jacob, Genesis 22 verse 3 and 28 verse 18, Moses and Israel in Exodus 12 verse 31, Joshua and Gideon in Joshua 6 verse 12 and Judges 6 verse 38, Hannah, Samuel, and David in 1 Samuel 1 verse 19, chapter 15 verse 12, and chapter 17 verse 20, all rose up early to perform some significant covenantal work. God, who never sleeps, nevertheless rises up early to deal with us. Jeremiah 7 verse 13. Up is especially prominent in the activity of worship. Places of worship, tabernacle, temple, and altars are raised up. Exodus 40 verse 18, 1 Chronicles 21 verse 18. Instruments of worship, eyes, hands, and soul are lifted up. Psalm 123 verse 1, Psalm 134 verse 2, and Psalm 25 verse 2. Offerings of worship, praise, prayer, and song rise up. Psalm 5 verse 3, Isaiah 24 verse 14. So do the saints. Whenever traveling to Mount Zion, though not the highest mountain, and no matter from what altitude, country, or direction they came, the children of Israel went up to worship. Isaiah 2 verse 3. Secondly, up denotes the necessity, certainty, and finality of an action. Something bound might get loose, but if bound up, there is no escape. So we read in Scripture of things swallowed up, dried up, ate up, stirred up, sealed up, burnt up, or torn up. Cities, the mouth, and heaven can be shut up. In Christ, our sins are not simply sealed, but sealed up. Job 14 verse 17. Our Lord not only holds us, but holds us up. from the womb and by his right hand, Psalm 71 verse 6 and Psalm 18 verse 35. When he lifts up the light of his countenance upon us, it cannot go dark, Psalm 4 verse 6. When he builds up Zion, it lasts forever, Psalm 102 verse 16. And from among us, God has decisively raised up the covenantal ark, the judge, the prophet, the priest, and the king, who himself has lifted up on the cross, from the grave, and ascended up into heaven, Genesis 7 verse 17, Judges 2 verse 16, Deuteronomy 18 verse 15, 1 Samuel 2 verse 35, and Jeremiah 30 verse 9. Finally, up describes a progressive advance of the saints by God's grace, from down in misery and humiliation, up to joy and glory. The wicked, who refuse to go up, are cast down to the ground, to death, to the grave, and hell. Deuteronomy 1 verse 26, Psalm 55 verse 15, Psalm 147 verse 6, and Proverbs 7 verse 2. But the Lord lifts up his covenant people from the bondage of Egypt and abomination of Babylon to the glorious promised land. Joshua 24 verse 17 and Ezra 1 verse 11. He brings us up from the pit and miry clay of sin and sets us upon the rock. Psalm 40 verse 2. He raises us poor up from the dust, lifts us beggars up from the dunghill, and sets us up among the princes of the throne of glory. Psalm 113 verse 7. Our souls he has brought up from the grave and lifted us up from the gates of death to be set in glory on high forever. Psalm 19 verse 3, Psalm 28 verse 9, Psalm 30 verse 3, and Psalm 69 verse 29. Wherefore, lift up the hands that hang down and the feeble knees, Hebrews 12 verse 12. Lift our hearts up on high in heaven, where Christ Jesus is our advocate, whither the tribes go up to give thanks unto the glorious name of the Lord. Psalm 122 verse 4.